إن عدة الشهور عند الله إثنى عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. ما شاء الله ده أشعار and also the Qirat which Maulana recited. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to reflect on the meaning of it also. And it is something which we have to try, inshallah, if we look at the translation from a reliable Quran as the ulama. And then the ashar which Maulana reflects the year. And the new year is going to be starting soon. But the Islamic, and we are Muslims, but how much are we conscious? Which year is this? How many of us are conscious of that? And we are going to a new year now. And how much are we conscious of that? And unfortunately, we see today with the New Year celebrations, the Christmas celebrations, how many of our people also get involved in all this? Yeah, there are no celebrations as such, but there are lessons to be learned. One lesson that comes to mind is that in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, correspondence used to take place. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to write to the various Amirul Mu'mineen in the various places. And he was, of course, Amirul Mu'mineen of the whole Ummah. So then necessity came to mind that there should be a date also. And for that now they had discussed what date should we use. And to start the Hijri calendar, from where should we start it? So after various opinions from the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had left this world, or from the time of the revelation when Quran Sharif was revealed, but finally it was decided that the time of the Hijrat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And therefore it is famously known, the Hijri calendar. So from here we should all take the lesson of Hijrat. And of course at one time and other times also it becomes a farad to make Hijrat according to the various conditions. So when Hijrat was farad, that was the physical Hijrat, to migrate, to leave, all had to leave the place and all had to come to Medina Sharif. At the beginning it was a farad at that time that all had to come. So the real Hijrat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-Muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. That is the important lesson that we should try and take. That a real Muhajir, in essence, is the one who makes hijrat from all that which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. So we should go into our lives and see that how much of haram is in our lives. This New Year celebrations, Christmas celebration, all the various, so many other things also. We ourselves and our close associates, whether it's family, whether it's friends, neighbors, and then also one important thing which we are negligent about generally is Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. And today we make excuses for it that I can't tell. We see somebody doing something wrong. We should say it to that person. Today, unfortunately, we can't tell our children anything. We can't, not that we can't, but we are not saying anything to our children, anything to our wives also, anything wrong, or the wife sees the husband doing something wrong. So, Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, and it comes in the riwayat, that is one of one area which if neglected, if Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is not done, then Allah Ta'ala's azab comes. Allah save us, Allah protect us, and to displease Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. There are so many things. So there are so many things that are happening. On one occasion, Harun al-Rashid's wife Zubaydah, famous incident, she was feeling thirsty and she asked her servant, attendant, to give her some water to drink. So when she was about to drink, the adhan started. So then she did not drink. In respect of the adhan. So how lot on that one narration comes that Allah made a maghfirat on that. There are various other also narrations about what a great position she had and what a great position Allah Ta'ala had given her. So anyway, so this respect of Adhan at all times also is very, very, very important. They have great, great virtues in respecting the Adhan. And people have been blessed greatly with the, and what like, what that? وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شِعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever respects any of the shi'ar of Islam, any of the great symbols of Islam, then that is a sign of his taqwa, which he has got in his heart. Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. Today, generally, we don't, on the cassette, or rather the, on the phone, Quran Sharif is playing, but we are talking Adhan. When Adhan goes, it looks like nothing has happened. Our conversations, our whatever we are involved in, just carries on still normal. Whereas when Adhan goes, it is famous of certain great pious person, Salim Haddad, that when he used to, he was a blacksmith, and he used to work with his iron and that. So when he should heat the iron to mold it into its shape and lift the hammer, and about to bring it down, but Adhan goes, then he just drops the hammer one side, and he leaves everything that the caller has called now. So they are great, great. So Allah bless us also with that. So anyway, there are many, many areas that we are still very negligent about, which we have to try and correct. And negligent also, and what we know, we don't tell somebody. We see somebody doing which is not appropriate, which is not correct. We don't speak about it. So anyway, so from all these gunas and many others, the list is unending. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make hijrat from there and to leave out all that. That is what is called the real muhajir. And now the English, the Islamic calendar, how many of us are really acquainted with it also? Our date of birth, everyone will know his English, what we call the English Gregorian calendar, that we will know. But our Islamic date of birth, that seldom we will know. Many, many other areas also. Our Islamic identity is also very, very poor and very weak. And whereas we are Muslims. And Allah Ta'ala Allah will look after us as long as we will please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and do those things that please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So one very important thing that Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we make hijrah, that we think. The New Year resolutions everyone makes, whether it is a New Year according to his birthday, he's going into another year, or whether it is the end of the year, Gregorian year, and Islamic year also we should think, and the person in academic field is going into a new year with that academic year, date, etc., then he will think of that. So yeah, also we should think that the new year that is coming now, that am I going to make any changes? Or am I not even going to understand that a new year has started and a new year is coming? So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to look to make these changes. So and to keep the Islamic calendar alive is very, very important. In my little humble opinion, it was only Saudi Arabia that used to keep it in Masjid Nabawi, especially perhaps in Haram of Mecca also, but I'm not so aware of that. But the Haram of Medina Sharif, they should have the dates written and the clocks also. The Islamic time, normally ours starts at 12 o'clock midnight, the new day starts. But the Islamic is from Maghrib time, from sunset time, and they had all those clocks. But now you don't see that also. It's gone. It's not there, or it's gone much less now. Whereas it's the duty of the ummah to keep track of the Islamic the values which have been given to us and by such great people. Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the calendar from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then all the related matters, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand that. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Inna iddata shuhuri inna Allah isna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. The number of months which Allah has made are 12 months in the book of Allah, في كتاب الله. And this was made يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. When Allah had created the heavens and the earth, that time already, Allah had made the 12 months. And Allah says, Minha arba'atun, arba'atu hurum. The 4 months are the sacred months, which was last month, Dhul-Qa'dah, this month, which we are now finishing, Dhul-Hijjah, and the coming month, Muharram. And then Rajab is one separate month. These are the 4 sacred months. With regard to the month of Muharram, it is also a sacred month. And the fast, or the most beloved fast by Allah Ta'ala, are the months of Muharram after the month of Ramadan. The months of Ramadan are all first fast. And then the most, the love, Allah loves the fast the most is in the month of Muharram. So in this month, and in fact, the 10th of Muharram, that month, that roza is especially a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that roza has got the whole past year's sins are forgiven by keeping that roza. And first, that roza was farad. And when Ramadan became farad, then that became optional now. So now it is optional if we wish to keep it. But that also, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina Sharif, and he found the Jews were fasting on this, the 10th of Muharram. And he inquired, why do you fast? They said that in thanksgiving to Allah, to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Because this was the day that Allah Ta'ala gave Bani Israel salvation from Fir'aun. The people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala gave them salvation from Fir'aun. And therefore, in thanks of that, in appreciation. So we find that to express one's appreciation of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala in Islam, there are both things. One is to celebrate it, and for example, Walima, we have a feast. Aqiqah, we have a feast. There is for happy occasion, and also fasting also. When Allah has blessed us with some ni'mat, then fasting is also one very great way of expressing our appreciation. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, in appreciation for 40 days, he kept rozas and he went in Jamaat for 40 days. And all 40 days he kept roza also. So we also, and inshallah what we will discuss a little bit later, the present situation, unrest in the country, etc. One very effective way, while we are on it, is also to keep roza. So by keeping roza, there are many things, how much we remember, how the gift of it, we will try to mention them. But one thing is fasting also. So that is also a great thing, that Allah withdraws Allah's rahmat when the people are fasting. And then Allah Ta'ala, hard, difficult conditions, Allah removes them also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep. And then here, very important also, that it is a matter of deen to keep, to fast. And following Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his people, so that is ibadat. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that though it is an ibadat which we are following in their, they kept roza on the 10th, but we will differ from them even in ibadat. So we will keep 9 and 10 or 10 and 11. We will try and keep our rozas to differentiate from the Jews. But unfortunately, how much we copy them today. In all, today, this Nike sign, Nike or Nike, whatever, it is so common with almost any and every person. And we don't give it a second thought also. And what is it? It is a female goddess of the Greeks for victory in sports. That this god will give you victory in sports. Your team will win. You will win, etc. But that we are wearing today on our clothes. And it is so common. The other is, which is very common, what is that? This. Kewe. If you look it up, one alim told me, Allah give him Jannat, our good friend, he has passed away, Manana Yunus Tayasab, Rahmatullah Ali. He said he had it on his clothes, he didn't know. So a friend of him told him, and Maulana had a special way of speaking, very, very freely he should speak. So he said, he told him, you know what you are doing and that. So he told him, if you look it up, then this is the company that, and the South Cape Town branch that they have got, one of the wars against the Palestine, against the Muslims. This company sponsored that whole war. And today we are supporting that company. And it is so common on our clothes. And Maulana said that person brought it to my attention. So Allah Ta'ala make it, we think. And also generally the rule is clothing, try and wear that clothing which hasn't got any writing on it. Because that distracts the other people. There is something on your clothes, on the back of something. Allahu Akbar. One time, I used to go to Kurkasov town masjid in the days of the apartheid, when there were hardly really Muslims living in Kurkasov town, long before all were in the town there. Then they were moved to Azadabad. But at that time, it was that time when they had the shops still there, but no residents, hardly, very few. So I should go for Juma, and one Juma I spoke about clothing, etc. So one person, Allah give him Jannat, very mashallah, Allah conscious person, he came to me after namaz and he said, if you can repeat your talk next week again. So I asked him why. So he says that we made a Zohar namaz on a Saturday afternoon when they close their shops. And that also a point Allah Ta'ala give us all to consider. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali should say that on a Saturday, commonly Zohar is quarter past one. Now many places they have different times also. But at one time, at that time, it was a common throughout, everywhere, quarter past one Zohar namaz. Even on a Sunday then, and that is again another subject that for Sunday we made it earlier, public holidays we made it earlier. But Haji Bhai Padia should say on a Saturday, make your Zohar 1:30. Because you close your shop, you are cashing up, and then that's it, your Zohar to make it is very difficult. You are just running for those who are, but otherwise it's an excuse not to make Zohar with Jamaat. So anyway, so Zohar Namaz, there are few people, so one person, there was no Imam also, so one of the Musallis, he went in front. And he says that he had a T-shirt, a skipper on, and at the back of it was a naked woman's picture. And he's making imamat like that. And there are jubbas in the masjid. Most masjids have got jubba. That also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to saw the jubbas kept in the masjid. So he says many people have got short sleeves. So if we wear it for that reason that they wear the jubba, then you see it's your long sleeve. And many ulama, they say that at least for namaz, have Islamic dressing. Our other dressing, and we find our old people, now we don't see that, but they usually used to have a trouser inside and on the top trouser. And namaz time, they should take off the top trouser and they should hang it up in there. But to have that Islam namaz time, to have Islamic dressing. Otherwise today, common, and some of the dressing is such that the skipper, when you go in ruku, then it pulls up. And then at the back, the sitter is open. That part of the body which has to be covered gets open. And then again, that is another matter whether namaz will be made or not, how much opens and what. So that isn't, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be concerned about all these things and try to correct them. So our dressing, what was it? Anyway, so to make hijrat of all this, and we come on to Islamic way, Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, on one occasion, returning from a jihad expedition, explained that, Raja'ana min al-jihadil asghar ila jihadil akbar, or kama qal, Ali Salatu Wasalam. More or less the mafhum is that we are returning from a small jihad to a bigger jihad. The jihad which we all regard as a big jihad on the battlefield. And the jihad, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to open the subject very much and discuss it. The jihad of the nafs, and which in the Ash'ar, Maulana Jazahumullah Khair also explained that my car, my house, my holiday, my this, all those things we give to be able to give preference to the to Allah Ta'ala, in to our nafs. Allah give Hazrat Maulana Abdul Mu'eed Sahab, Bhaijan, Lord Jazai Khair, in his last suffer of South Africa, the few bayans that I heard of, he was just stressing on this point, that we are worshipping our nafs, our desires, that what I wish, what I like, that I want to do. And we should sacrifice that for what Allah likes. And for that is all this jihad, all this effort here of this khanqa, etc., going out in jamaat, really to and become an alim also. Today, more we take it to become an alim is to know, to have the knowledge. But really it is that you give preference to the commands of Allah, to the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in discussion, he said that he loves himself more than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, then your iman is still not complete. But by the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah put that into Hazrat Umar. He says, now I love you more than myself. These are words to say are very easy. And to hear them also are very easy. But it can be any person to love somebody. When the crucial time comes, then it is seen that who you give preference to. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also said that la yu'minu ahadukum. Nobody's iman is complete and perfect. Hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima ji'tu bihi. Until, O kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam, his desires are subdued to that which I have brought. So this is something very, very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to give preference to the commands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, to the lifestyle of Islam. And there are so many ahadith, etc., which stress the importance. But unfortunately, it starts with lip service, but we must carry on and make it become a reality into our lives. That is what has to come. And that is how Islam spread also in the world. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we won't find that they went and gave long, long lectures or anything. But it was that Islam was in their lives. And the people were influenced by that. Yeah, for example, when the Islam spread to the Far East, then it is common history that the local people, similar situation as we have got here now, with the unrest, etc., the local people complained to the government that these people have got the monopoly of the business, they are doing everything, and people are not coming to our businesses, and we should make them, they must leave the country. So they, when they went, the local people told that you get rid of us first before you get rid of them. Because the business they used to do in that way, that in a proper Islamic way. And most we will learn Islam, which we don't do. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is famous that a person was not allowed to operate a business until he did not pass a test that he knows the laws of how to operate a business. Like today, to operate a car on a public road, it's not permitted until you have a driver's license with all the conditions of that. And so like that, even business. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu opened a shop at the doorstep of Nabi in the Masjid al-Nabawi. And he did a flourishing business. After 6 months, he closed it. Somebody said, you were doing so well in your business, why you closed? He said, I wasn't doing business for the sake of business. But I heard the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that if somebody buys something from you and he returns it again and you accept it happily, then Allah will set you free on the day of Qiyamah. More or less the mafhum of it. He said, and today a customer came and he returned some goods. So that is all what I wanted to achieve. So that was their mindset. So in that way they were doing business also. So anyway, so today also, and it is reported here in our country that one person, the people they were harassing, so his two wives, Zulu woman. They came out and they said, you don't touch him. He's a very good man. And we will protect him. So if we are husbands like that, if we are business people like that, then people will see what Islam is. So Allah bring that come in reality into our lives. And we seek the need, we seek and we are in need of Allah Ta'ala's help for this. Al-Musabbibul Asbab is only Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the creator of Asbab. And Allah alone is the doer of everything. And the Asbab, one are, in these conditions, some Asbab are those which are directly related to our deen and which are the asas, the fundamental, the basic things, which for in Makkah Sharif, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was not allowed by Allah Ta'ala to retaliate, to fight back also. It was only in Medina Sharif, yeah, only Iman was being made all the time. And the reality of Iman. So that is what has to come into us, that reality. So for that we have to make an effort that we conform to the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in that one is, for example, du'as are very, very effective. And then try and look for those occasions when du'as are readily accepted. Like after Farz Namaz, du'as are ready. Tahajjud time, du'as are readily accepted. Before Maghrib Namaz, at that time du'as are, and there are many other times when du'as are readily accepted. So du'as we have to resort to. And today, seldom we make du'as. Even if today we get the news of some sad news, somebody passed away, a motor car accident, mostly it's just a news item. But du'a, to make du'a, and our Shaykh Rahimahullah should say, at least read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, and only to Him are we going to return. Ilayna raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Oh Allah, give us reward. Wa khluf lana khayra minna. And give us a better thing in return. At least that du'a. And then complete the ayat. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma wa ulaika humul muhtadun. These people, Allah's rahmat is on them. They are the rightly guided people. So that du'a. And also the other du'a at such times. Alhamdulillahi alladhi aafani aw aafana mimma talahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tabdila. If we read that, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that taklif, musibat will never come to you. But today we just take it as a new. So dua is very, very important. And then namaz itself, how important is namaz? How many people we know? Fajr time, what's the condition of our masjid, especially now in winter. Summer it's too early, winter it's too cold. And so we don't come for Fajr. So Fajr is, all the namazes are so important. Again, yeah, for Isha it's too cold and summer it's too late for Isha. So we don't make our namazes and with the Jamaat and do it properly. And then sadaqah is another very, very important thing, which should be daily in our lives, to be able to give sadaqah. And together with that, the abadi of the masjid, to keep the masjid alive, not only namaz times, but try a plan of 24 hours to keep the masjid's abad. Alhamdulillah, the Jamaat brothers make effort for the abadi of the masjid, they have amal. But if we can do this 24 hours, and it's not difficult. Like for example, after Isha, if two brothers volunteer to make etikaf in the masjid, and then the whole night they are in the masjid with the niyat of etikaf, they are in ibadat. Then after Fajr, till Ishraq, or till 10 o'clock roughly, if we, one, two, three brothers said, from 10 till Zohar, another two, three, from Zohar to Asr, Asr to Maghrib, and then after Maghrib to Isha, and then the night is easy again. So in this way, if you keep where the masajid are abad, and those who are in the masjid then, the tilawat of Quran, the dhikrullah, du'as, etc., This draws Allah's rahmat also very greatly. When the masjid are abad, Allah's rahmat descends greatly. And to, in most cases, what the masajid, they are the madrasas, the hifz classes. And where children are learning hifz of Quran, mashallah, Allah draws Allah's rahmat. When they are learning nazra, the beginning, the maktab system, all this draws the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So let us, today our own children, are they we giving preference and sending, are they going more to schools, etc. At one time, some time ago, the mothers, the parents were not sending the children to madrasa. Why? Because they have to go for ballet dancing. In madrasa time, ballet dancing, or many other things are given preference to. So give preference to our dini aspect. How much they are so important to give our children dini education. And then have a patrol of the town also. That is also one very important aspect. And in that field, there are many other lines also. And mashallah, in every town we got our neighborhood watch. And those people are more geared up on all those things. How it should be managed, etc. But from the dini side, and this is one person wrote to Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali and said that in view of the present conditions, this was many, perhaps 100 years ago, what should we be doing? So Hazrat Sheikh wrote a very ajeeb reply. He said, it's surprising you are asking. And as an alim, it's surprising you are asking. Otherwise, it is clear that Nabi Ali Salatu Salatu Salam said, bring deen into your lives. Deen is the solution. So that is what we have to see, that how much of deen has gone out of our lives. Today, many people will say, I remember that when Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali had come to our countries in the 1960s, then the people, the elderly people, they told Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali, we fear that our children will not even remain as Muslims. But then Mufti Shah Sahib made dua, and Allah Alhamdulillah, then after that Tabligh Jamaat work also, various many other things had started, and Allah Ta'ala changed the conditions very, very greatly. And with Jamaat work, as much as we can, we try and engage in Jamaat work also, and encourage Jamaat work. For example, perhaps the 50s or so, when Jamaat went the first time to America, they were making Jummah on a Sunday. When they told them, they say, how can you make on a Friday? We are very busy people here. People are doing two jobs, three jobs, and you can't do. But Alhamdulillah, effort is made. And today, one time a clip came out of a Christian person, and he had made a video of the Muslims' masjid, how full it gets on a Friday, which is a working day and working time. 12, half past 12, 1 o'clock, between that time, people are all busy. And the parking, the masjid parking is not enough. And the people, the musallis, they are overflowing. And he say, and then he gave a picture of the church, which on a Sunday, which is a free day, but it is lying empty. And there are no attendance really. So with effort, these things will come. So Alhamdulillah, yeah, also what our condition was and today. But today again, they brought various other fitnas, which are distracting us, which are taking us away. For example, how many places with the masjid, just opposite the masjid, they got this paddle tennis courts. And it's not only the paddle tennis, which is a fitna on itself, but then there are restaurants there, there's music there, what and what things carry on there. So many things like that. Today we have Qurbani, which is a great ibadat, and Allah reward all the ulama. We have explained the great virtues and importance of Qurbani, but we are videoing it. We are making up, taking photos about it. We are mixing, men and women are mixing freely with all this. So we spoil so many of these great, great spiritual ibadat. So these are the things, then Allah tabaruk ta'ala's anger and wrath, Allah save us all, Allah forgive us. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that few things which we should be very, very particular about. One is the intermingling of man and woman. And this has become so common that, for example, for a father-in-law to shake hands, and more than that, to kiss his daughter-in-law on the cheek or something like that, it has become quite common. And all mixing and sitting together, we should keep our distance in these things. Other is TV. And today the TV, one is on in the house, the screen is almost, the whole wall is covered with the big screen. Otherwise, it is on the phone also all the time. And the other is music, which Haji Ahmed had for. But there are many, many more things also. Music is another big fitna also. And today, so sad that so wonderful nasheed and praises of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, some bayan, many things. But in the background, there is some music that is going on. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and see that in my life, what gunas are there? And how can I take them out? And then the other physical and practical side, that also we have to see to as much as we can, whatever we can. And with people who have got the know-how about that line, with them, with the mashura, with the patrols from the masjid, and then it starts at the masjid, ends in the masjid, etc. And to be vigilant of what is happening. The main thing is, everything is in the control of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We today, unfortunately, we have spent a lot of time discussing that who is behind it and who is doing it and present our proof, all that. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. We will use some people against others, and so Allah used sinners to punish other worse sinners. And so that is Allah. The real doer of things is only Allah Ta'ala. So we have to turn and try and please Allah Ta'ala. As it is said famously about in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, somebody asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if somebody is throwing arrows at you, how must you save yourself? The person said, Musa alayhi salam said, you just go and stand there next to the person. Then now he can't throw arrows at you. So we just run back, fafirru ila Allah, run to Allah Ta'ala. And we have to please Allah. And the perfect model has been given to us. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. A beautiful example Allah has given in Nabi Ali. So that deen we have to try and bring. And today with all modernization, mixing, music, photography, and even worse, the interfaith, which is very, very sad. And how much of our people promote all this. And promoting people who have got complete different aqidas and different beliefs about the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But we feel they are the servants of Islam. But the people who go completely against the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this point and to correct ourselves, inshallah. So this is, we are all concerned, and du'as at this time, sadaqah, rozas as much as we can, and respect the month of Muharram. It's a month of great respect and honor, and the respect is try and make Allah's ibadat as much as we can, and fulfill the commands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala.